In southeast Fannin County, between Ladonia and Honeygrove, is a little place called Bug Tussle. All that remains of the Country General Store is the building. It's a small, A-frame tin structure with a storage attic above the ground floor. Next to it, there's a sign proclaiming, "Welcome to Bug Tussle." There is certainly nothing here that would let you know that this was once a highly sought-after wedding venue. In the 1940s and 50s, the Bug Tussle store became a popular tourist attraction due to two things. The first being the name, and the second being the store's unique owner. There are a few stories for the unusual community name. One of those stories, according to local resident Harvey Lynn Milton, was that a community ice cream supper was invaded by a swarm of insects. The bugs got so bad that someone in the crowd said, "Well, this is just a Bug Tussle." And those two words stuck and were combined into the community name. Another origin story is that the community had so little to do that young people had to watch the bugs tussle for entertainment. While the name was a driving force in attracting visitors, the owner was what allowed the store to be a wedding venue. The owner was Justice of the Peace James Bates Fink, who created and performed unique marriage ceremonies in the store. For a dollar, this marriage ceremony would include an RC Cola, a peanut rounder, and would give the newlyweds a very unique story to tell their loved ones. Beyond just a tourist attraction, the Bug Tussle store was a community gathering place and a resource for those living in the Bug Tussle community.
Bug Tussle store, as I remember it, we would go by there when we were going to the field somewhere and get us a Coke, get us something to drink. Years ago, there was a gin there, and then when I went to college at Commerce, I parked the car on the west side of the store there in the shade, and then somebody would pick me up and I'd go to school. That was in the early 50s.
Ironically, the name that once attracted people to the little store became something of a headache for the State Highway Department.
Highway Department used to keep signs up and they would steal them. And I had a buddy that went to school at the University of Texas, and he said he ran up on one down there in a kid's room with a Bug Tussle State Highway Department.
The Bug Tussle store was in operation until the mid to late 1960s. And while the store may not still sell them, it's still possible to enjoy an RC Cola at Bug Tussle, Texas. And remember to do as the sign says. Y'all come back now, you hear?